This episode of the Texas Beer Experience Podcast is brought to you by Galveston Island Brewing. Visit Galveston Island Brewing at their taproom on Galveston Island or online at www.galvestonislandbrewing.com. Grab yourself a cold beer and get ready to enjoy the official beer podcast of the state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Beer Experience Podcast, dedicated to all the great things about Texas craft beer. And I am your host, Leo Longoria. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Leo Longoria, Texas Beer Experience Podcast. Today we are recording at Circle Brewing Company in North Austin, the oldest brewery in North Austin. And if you've ever been out here, there's a whole bunch of breweries around here. You got Austin Beer Works is close by. You got Cellus, who reopened just a few years ago, among several other breweries. And joining us today on the show is Glenna. Glenna, I didn't even ask you your last name.
Nelson.
Glenna Nelson. Yeah. So Glenna is the marketing director here at Circle Brewing. And she actually reached out to us to be for them to be guests on the show, which is kind of cool. I usually am the one doing the reaching out. So thanks. Thank you for bringing us out. It's a beautiful day here in Austin. Perfect for having this back bay door open.
Yeah, we're excited to finally be able to enjoy having the door open and not sweating and just enjoying beer.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of beer, I'm having Alibi. Mm-hmm. And so this won an award at the World Cup.
Yeah.
The Beer World Cup. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Good.
It's delicious. Very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Definitely quenches a thirst.
Yeah, that's always my entry beer that I'm like, you know, I know wherever I bring this, everyone's going to enjoy it. Because, you know, some people like IPA, some people don't. Same with stouts, other stuff. But like the Alibi, I'm like, it'll be a crowd pleaser. Everyone will like it.
Yes, definitely. And especially if you get somebody that's like, hey, do you have something that's kind of like Bud Light or something? I think that'd be the perfect thing. Or do you have something that you feel might be a better fit for that?
No, I feel like Alibi, just because it's such an easy drink. And like, I don't know, I think about, you know, when you're in college and you're drinking like crappy beers because you're don't know beer yet. Yeah, this is the type of beer that is like, all right, let's get you away from the cheap crappy beers and introduce you to craft beer and enjoying beer. And like, this is a good, smooth, easy, just entry beer kind of thing. And just like an easy drink if it's hot outside kind of vibe.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And I've already got my eyes on my second beer.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's what you're drinking. It's the Black IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that actually got released today. So it is a seasonal. So we do it every year, but this is our first day to have it out. You actually caught me while I was doing marketing for it. So that's why I have a glass of it.
Oh,
but
perfect.
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever tried it. I really like it.
Yeah. More breweries need to do Black IPAs. What's it called? Where's it at on the board?
So it is the Tuxedo. It's the, in the second section, top right, the yellow
Tuxedo black T-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There it is. Tuxedo T-shirt. Yeah. Hoppy, roasted, classy.
Yeah. Yeah. So our description for it is that we wanted a beer that was classy, but also down to party. So it's a Tuxedo T-shirt because we're down to party. We want a beer to match.
And I can't wait to try it. I think more breweries need to make Black IPAs for sure.
Yeah.
So what other beers are you guys known for? I see is that a barley wine? A rye pig? Oh no, that's a stout.
Yeah, so the top four beers, there are year-round beers are Alibi, Envy, Lady Bird, and our Blur. And so Blur is definitely, that is what we're known for. Our owners and founders, Judd and Ben, they wanted to create a Hefeweizen that was still true to its name, but sort of a Texas twist that didn't have quite as strong of a banana taste.
Okay.
So again, a little bit more of a crowd pleaser, just like I said with the Alibi, sort of like an entry. So I've had a lot of friends have it that they're like, oh, this isn't usually my jam, but like, this is super good. I also, our Lady Bird is an IPA, and My best friend growing up hates IPAs. They're my favorite, but she hates them. And she was over one day and I gave her a Lady Bird and she was like, oh my God, like this is so good. I would absolutely drink this again.
What's the IBUs on Lady Bird?
That is a great question that I do not know off the top of my head. I could absolutely go. Yeah.
No worries. There's a lot of times people that don't like IPAs and they come across an IPA. It's like, oh, you know what? This one's not that bad. I kind of like it. And they usually have a lower, bittering on it.
So, yeah, exactly. It's definitely a bit more, it doesn't have quite that like bitter bite to it. And it's definitely just like, Lady Bird Lake, it is a good, easy, like, lake beer that you're not gonna have to, like, pace yourself too hard.
Sure, yeah.
I'm trying to find the IBU right now. I know it's on our website, but our mobile app is not working. But, yeah.
You better get the marketing team on.
I know, right? And I'm on it.
Well, very cool. So this first beer is really good. Lane, are you drinking the Hefeweizen? The
no,
Blur?
I'm drinking Pacific Jade.
Oh, Pacific Jade. That's right.
Yeah, so that's our dry hop saison. And that was our last release before the tuxedo.
Okay.
And that's actually, we made it 5 years ago, but we haven't had it since then. So this is the first time in 5 years. It's the first time we ever canned it. So it was a really big deal because people were so excited that we were getting it back and that they could actually bring it home and drink at home versus just getting it on tap. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We might have to take a can of that home with us.
It's, yeah, absolutely. It is. I think it's my favorite beer that I've had from Circle.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good.
Well, I want Jade to try it. So our daughter's name is Jade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we need to take that home and have her drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take our first break.
Awesome.
And I'm going to grab another beer after I've finished chugging this Salabai. So we'll be back with Glenna and a pint of tuxedo t-shirt. So stay tuned. Cheers.
Hey, Texas Beer Experience listeners. Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease a home? From the official podcast of Texas Beer, you need to call the official Texas Beer Realtor, Hugh Height. Hugh knows hops and Hugh knows houses, and he can help you with all your real estate needs. That's txbeerrealtor.com or 281-939-8182. Looking to improve your fitness but don't want to give up your favorite beer? Check out Squats and Hops. Squats and Hops will send you training programs directly to your phone, and you will have access to a personal coach for only $25 a month. Train smart, drink crafty. Check out Squats and Hops on Instagram or their website at www.squatsandhops.com. Follow the Texas Beer Experience blog and podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Did you miss an episode? All episodes are available on all the major podcast platforms and even some of the not-so-major ones. And now, back to the Texas Beer Experience podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here at Circle Brewing with our good, our new good friend, Glenna Nelson, the marketing director here at Circle Brewing. So, while we were taking a break, we kind of talked about some of the things that I noticed here in the tap room. And so they are actually the official bar home or brewery home for the local soccer team or the football club, the Austin Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And they have watch parties here. And then I guess when the team is playing at home, people come here pregame and then go to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the first question that just popped in my head.
Yeah.
Has Matthew McConaughey come here to drink beer with you guys?
As soon as he does, I'm putting it all over social media. I'm ready for it.
He's got to come here with like the drum and all that shit that he does.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Even though they're like our kind of in-state rivals. So we're Dynamo, Houston Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which... they're terrible this year. But yeah, that's so cool. And you guys are so like, I don't know, there's such a passion for the team here.
Oh my gosh. It is.
It's crazy.
Absolutely insane.
It's
yeah.
Crazy.
I I came here on a game day one day to take pictures, see the crowd, everything. Yeah. And I made the mistake of coming here just like an hour before the game. And I was driving a minivan at the time and I could not park anywhere because people just go crazy. Like the brewery's full, parking lot is full. People are filling the parking lot, just drinking beer. Like people go so hard for soccer. As soon as Anthem came here, Austin just turned into a soccer town. It was wild.
And it was a long time coming. I know it was. It took a while to get a club here. They built the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first time I actually see it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful stadium.
It's awesome. Yeah. I have yet to actually be inside, but I'm very excited for the day that I finally go to a game.
Do they sell out most of the games?
It really depends on who we're playing. Okay. But I mean, there are definitely sold out games for sure. Yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when they play the Dynamo next time.
Yeah.
Come out here and
watch the Dynamo lose.
I don't know about that.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm kind of new to soccer a little bit. Okay. I've been watching international soccer for a long time.
Yeah.
World Cup and stuff like that. But this is like my second year of like being really into like a club.
Okay, cool.
And I mean, I like the Dynamo, but like a bunch of my buddies and beer, they're all Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
And that's been a lot of fun being involved in that. And they're the top club right now in EPL. So that's been even funner.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. No, I have always loved soccer. And the second I heard Austin was getting a team, I was like, oh my God, let's go. I'm ready for this. And then getting to work at Circle, where one of their like clubs is like, we're the home for Austin Anthem, has been really, really cool just to sort of be a part of that world.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I do want to ask, so Circle's been around for a long time. How many years?
So 2012. Okay. So when we first opened though, we couldn't sell beer out of our tap room,
right.
But we could distribute it throughout the Austin area. We just couldn't sell in our tap room specifically.
Right.
So we didn't have a super strong, at least like marketing presence right off the bat, because it was sort of like a slow, easy open kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
When is the 10 year anniversary? Or when was the 10 year anniversary?
It was, March of 20. Oh man.
So it's in March every year.
I'm pretty sure it's in March every year. Okay. Yeah.
So y'all turned 10 in March of this year. And now, so the next big thing for Circle 10 years in is a new facility.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit further down the road from Austin in Elgin, Texas. It's about, mm-hmm. 30 minutes from here?
Yeah, roughly 30, 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are building a brand new facility. Then I got to check out some of the social media stuff that you're responsible for. I'm excited for y'all. There's a lot of cool, like, mm-hmm. features. Like, you're part of, like, the land and, you know, being, you know, responsible for a lot of things there. So can you kind of elaborate on that a little
bit? Yeah, absolutely. So the new location, it's going to be 23 acres.
Yeah.
And so brand new facility. We are moving our entire production from Austin to Elgin. So this Austin location is just going to be a full tap room now versus brewery and tap room.
Elgin. I said Elgin.
So I have always heard Elgin. Yeah, okay. Elgin. But when I lived in Illinois, we had a city with the same name and they say Elgin.
Okay.
So I guess in Texas, it's Elgin. That's what I've heard people say. So that's what I'm going with.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to move our entire production facility out there. We're going to make it bigger because we're going to need to produce for two locations plus, you know, distribution and all of that. At our Elgin location, we are, like I said, it's going to be 23 acres. So we're going to have a 3/4 mile walking trail. So you can have somewhere to get out in nature, go walk around, enjoy it.
Dog friendly?
Yes, completely dog friendly. We're also going to have a play space for kids. So it's also going to be completely family friendly. We're going to have games out there like cornhole and, you know, ring toss and just drinking like outside drinking games like that. So it's really going to be sort of like, if you live in Elgin, it is going to be a fun place to go, you know, spend your Saturday nights. If you live in Austin, it's going to be a fun getaway and like a destination brewery kind of thing. Sort of like going out to like Jester King or something like that, where it's a drive and it's like a full experience to go out there.
What about a music stage?
Yes. So we are going to have a stage. We so we do live music in our Austin location every Friday night, 7 p.m. We're also going to have live music out in Elgin.
Nice.
So we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have music. We're going to have a little local marketplace. And so we're getting local craftspeople from Elgin to sell their goods. So we're going to have, you know, paintings, ceramics. We're going to have some food items. And so we really, the idea is to bring the community together and really highlight the community. And so our both of our owners actually live in Elgin, and so they're already very invested in the community, and we really just want to be a part of Elgin and help bring the culture of Elgin out to people who live in Austin who don't know that Elgin exists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And when is that going to be ready to go?
December. So, yeah, it's been in the works for a while, but I mean, classic COVID, everything's been on back order, like all this stuff. So COVID really put everything, just pushed back the timeline, but we're finally looking at a December opening and we're really, really excited for it. We're actually brewing our last batch right now, and then as soon as we're done with this, I think we're brewing Blur, and as soon as we're done with that, we're moving all of our stuff out to Elgin so we can start brewing out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So we're gonna have to put that on the calendar. We'll be on the lookout on social media for the official day. We'd love to be out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you mentioned you guys are going to have like a marketplace for vendors to come and sell stuff.
Yeah.
My daughter makes fantastic pies.
All right.
So I don't know. We'll talk off air.
We'll talk.
what we'll need to do for that. But are y'all going to have that opening weekend to have vendors out there?
Yeah. So we're going to do, we're doing two different things. So we are going to have a little marketplace inside the tap room that you have to walk by it. Like everyone's going to see it. And so local vendors can set up their goods and you can just shop while you're drinking. And then we're also going to be having a farmer's market on the week, or I don't know if we're doing it weekends or weekdays, but we're also going to have a farmer's market.
Okay.
And the idea is that your classic farmer's market is super early in the morning, like hard to get out to if you're not a morning person.
Sure.
And we kind of want to make it more of a like late morning, early afternoon vibe. So it's more accessible for people with kids and people who can't make their coffee that early and just are not out of bed yet. So yeah, we're going to have just any way that we can possibly highlight Elgin, you know,
culture.
Creators. Yeah. Culture. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That really sounds awesome.
We're excited.
You're marketing here. Mm-hmm. So, but what's your favorite kind of beer?
I love IPAs. I know that's like the answer that everyone's saying now, but I just love them. IPAs are my go-to.
Is there like do you have a favorite IPA? And I won't tell anybody that if it's not from here. So,
so I went to college in Illinois, so I got a lot of beers that I can't get here. And there's one brewery that's from Maryland called Flying Dog.
Oh, yeah. You know, Flying Dog used to distribute here.
Are you
in Texas years ago.
Oh, I missed them. I am constantly checking their website to see if they're selling in Texas because I love them.
Yeah,
I can only drink them
when Texas a while back. I mean, just because there's so many great breweries in Texas.
I know,
breweries that come from out of state, it's hard for them to compete.
And Texas is so proud of being Texas that
everyone
wants to drink a Texas beer, which I mean, I cannot deny that. As soon as I see something with I was talking to my girlfriend the other day that as soon as I see a beer can with a Texas flag, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get that one. So we love ourselves in Texas.
There's a few of those out there. There
are,
But yeah, we, Flying Dog, I remember they used to have There was an oyster stout.
Yes.
That they made. And nobody makes an oyster stout in Texas that I know of.
Yeah. It's a very Maryland thing.
I think it's a Maryland thing. And so, you know, I work for Galveston Island, and I've asked my boss about it because, you know, we have oysters in the Gulf.
Yeah.
He's just like, I don't know if that's really your thing or whatever, but I'm going to keep asking him.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you guys do it, there's no one else in Texas doing it. You can get into that market.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to do it eventually. I'm just going to, squeaky wheel gets, you know, gets the attention. That's what they say, right?
For sure.
I did want to mention that we're in town today for the Texas Craft Brewers Festival. When you hear this episode, it'll already be passed. But if you've never come out to this festival, it's one of the best, if not the best, that I've ever been involved in. They really take good care of the brewers. And so if you work for a brewery and you've thought about, you know, coming out to this festival, it's worth it. Even if you don't distribute in Austin, it's worth it, especially if you have a destination brewery. So Galveston Island is a destination brewery. You know, we know that people vacation in Galveston during the summer. And so if they get to taste our beer here in Austin when they're in town, they come to Galveston and like, oh, the brewery's here that we tried at the festival. Let's go check them out and try all their other great beers. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to really get your name out there. You do have to join the Texas Craft Brewers Guild, which is a fantastic thing if you already have a brewery or thinking even of opening one. They offer a ton of help and great networking opportunities. So if you work for a brewery or thinking of opening one, highly encourage y'all to do so. And then come and check out this festival. If you're just a drinker, next year, put it on your calendar. Come out here and enjoy a shit ton of great breweries. And I just remembered, I didn't tell you the rules of the show. There's no language filter.
I was wondering about that. Yeah. All right, great.
I decided to record an episode last night with my friend Hugh Hyde, and mid through the show, I was like, hey, by the way, there's no filter. So he immediately dropped a shit ton of F-bombs.
Perfect. Just immediate, fuck yeah. Used to work at a summer camp, so of course there's a huge language filter with 4-year-olds.
Of course.
And then I came here, and I'm like, oh my God, I can say hell. Like, I asked my boss one day, I was like, can I say hell yeah on a post? And he was like, of course. I was like, oh my God, okay. Yeah, so that was a big culture change
for
me.
That's one of the things I remember, like, amongst some of my church friends, when I first started working in beer, said, sorry if I cuss, I work in beer now.
Right, yeah. I feel like my language has gotten so much worse. I mean, none of my friends care, but, like, ever since being at the brewery, like, even working at the camp, I would, like, subconsciously filter my language just because I was used to it. And now here with all my friends, I'm like, oh, like, fuck yeah, what the hell? Damn it. Yeah.
This is fucking good beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's one of the rules. I didn't tell you the rules, but we're good. We're good. So we're going to take one more break, and then we'll come back for one last segment with Glenna. And stay tuned. Cheers.
Have you visited Galveston Island Brewing? Take a trip to the island and experience the laid-back atmosphere and award-winning craft beer like Tiki Wheat, Citra Mellow IPA, and Hefene Hefeweizen. Enjoy the cozy taproom or the island-style beer garden and patio with plenty of shade and a playground for the kids. Be sure to check out the online calendar for live music and food truck schedules, and come by on Saturday for the free weekly brewery tour at 1 p.m. So gather your friends and join Galveston Island Brewing for some fun in the sun. Are you looking for a bigger home so you can have more room for beer? Are you looking to move closer to your favorite brewery or bottle shop? Whatever the reason, you need to call Hugh Height, the Texas Beer Realtor. Hugh is a craft beer fan looking to help out his fellow hopheads any way he can with their real estate needs. That's Hugh Height, txbeerrealtor.com or 281-939-8182. Follow the Texas Beer Experience blog and podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Did you miss an episode? All episodes are available on all the major podcast platforms and even some of the not-so-major ones. And now, back to the Texas Beer Experience podcast.
back, everybody. We're down to our last segment here at Circle Brewing Company with Glenna, and we just got to meet the owner, Ben, who unfortunately has a sprained ankle and is kind of just kind of sitting at his desk doing some other stuff. But while we were in there talking, we were talking about different beers, and one of the beers I had poured is called Rye Pig. So it's a barrel-aged stout aged in rye whiskey barrels. And I just took my first sip about 30 seconds ago, and it's amazing. And so you guys are kind of known for your barrel aging program and have won several awards. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of elaborate on that, Glenna?
For sure, yeah. So we just won, I need to pull up the wording so I get it right. So our Devil's Night Stout, we just won silver in the 2022 World Beer Cup for wood and barrel aged beers. And so Ben and Judd love whiskey next to beer. And so they've definitely experimented with aging our beers in barrels and seeing how it turns out. And obviously it's working out, we got awards. And what you're drinking right now, the Rye Pig, is a variation of our Party Pig. And so our Party Pig is the base beer that's getting aged. And then we have our Party Pig, the original, our Rye Pig, which you're drinking now. And we also have a Whiskey Pig, which is not up right now, but that's another barrel-aged beer. And when we move out to Elgin, we're gonna have a much better suited facility for barrel aging. We're gonna have temperature control. We're gonna have a room just for it. So we're excited to get more into that barrel aging of more of our beers and just having more fun with that.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to try what comes out of that room, because if it's anything like this Rye Pig, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So I told you earlier that we do two questions for our guests that are mandatory. You can't skip out of them. Some people have tried to escape the questions. Like, no, please don't make me answer this. Just kidding. But anyway, so the two questions are, first one, if you're going on a road trip in Texas, what's the thing that makes it an official road trip?
Okay, so I think that to make it an official road trip, something has to go wrong, but in a way that when you look back on it, it's funny. Like at the time, it's like I went on a road trip one time and I was with my dad, and I always have duct tape in my car, and he was like, oh, what do you have duct tape for? Like, what do you always need that for? I was like, I don't know. You never know what's going to happen. And the bumper, it was a 2005 Prius. It was old. It had a lot of miles. The bumper started falling off. So I went outside and I duct taped my bumper back on. And at the time it sucked, but now it's funny looking back. So I think a real road trip, something unexpected has to happen that you then look back on. And it was like, oh, it was that road trip that the bumper fell off. There's my answer.
Something similar, but probably worse. So Lynn and I, early on in our marriage, we came to a friend's wedding here in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And like the night before, I think we had like our first like big like marriage fight. And we weren't talking to each other that morning. And on the road trip, like coming into Austin, like we're so both super pissed at each other. And then we got pulled over for speeding.
Oh, no.
I got pulled
over for speeding. I'm sure that helped the fight perfectly.
It did not. We didn't really feel good about anything until we got to the wedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very similar to like, it sucked when it happened.
Yeah. You're looking back and laughing now.
Now we can like look back and laugh at it.
Yeah.
That was, I think we were like 1 year, 2 years in, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, we hardly ever fight. Like we just get along, so it's just kind of cool. So
that's
funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try and push her a little bit.
Was driving one time. I'm the type of person that I need to like talk through things to think, like I just need to process verbally. And again, I was driving cross country road trip, the check engine light and a ton of other lights popped on in my car.
Oh,
and I pulled
shit.
Over. I'm going from Illinois to Texas. I pull over, I'm freaking out, I'm reading the manual, it says to like contact your dealer, and I'm like freaking out. So I call my dad and I'm like, I don't know what to do, like all this stuff just happened. He's like, well, what's the manual say? I was like, it says to call my local dealership. He was like, okay, well, maybe you should call a local dealership. I was like, oh yeah, you're right. That is what I should do. And so I just happened to be like a mile from a Toyota dealership. And so I drove in with my dog. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with my car. And they're like, oh, we got you. But just something has to happen. That's funny right. When you look back at it.
That's right. Something similar happened to me the last time I drove to Denver. Let's knock on wood so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
I had just bought a brand new truck, which is the truck that's sitting on the parking lot now. 2019, I was in Dallas, and my check engine light came on. I was like, what? This is a brand new truck. What the hell? And it had an oil leak.
No!
It had an oil leak in one of, like, the turbo things or whatever. And I was kind of pissed about it.
Yeah.
Because it was a Sunday night, so there's no dealership that's open. So I put some more oil in the truck, and I drove home and took it to the dealership the next day, and they fixed it. But, yeah.
Oh,
that was kind of a nightmare. It's kind of stressful.
Yeah, and especially on a new car, it makes it so much worse.
Oh, it does.
Oh,
and then
God.
It happened again, like a year or two later, the same thing, but
oh,
not
God.
Out of town. And the dealership was terrible. I'm not going to say who it was, but they tried it. They were like, I took the truck and I said, hey, I got a check engine light. I'm pretty sure it's for this. And like, we'll take a look at it. And then when they called me, I said, okay, so this is what we need to do. And it was all this, like, maintenance stuff that had nothing to do with the problem. And so I asked them, is this going to turn off the check engine light?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no. So I'm like,
that's not what I came in for.
Here?
Yeah.
They're like, well, you need to do all these things. I was like, yeah, look. And I said, I'm just bring the truck out. I'm going to take it somewhere else. I'm like, oh, Mr. Longoria, we're so sorry. Like, we'll take care of it for you. We're
like,
just
no, you already messed
that.
Up.
They just wanted to make money off of me.
I know.
Like,
I know. Whenever I go to the dealership, I'm like, I always double check with someone that I know will know if they're just trying to, like, cheat me out of money or something. Because it's just like, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. They're terrible. I hate them.
Yeah.
Anyway, last question.
Yes.
If today was your last day on Earth, what's the beer you're drinking?
I have to go back to the Flying Dog.
Flying
I think especially because I never get to drink it.
Yeah.
Because apparently I missed its, like, longevity in Texas. I just, I miss it so much. That would
and
have to be my last
the IPA in particular?
Honestly, I would be happy with anything.
Anything
like, just
flying
hand
dog.
Me a Flying Dog and I'll be good. Yeah.
If I ever make it out to Massachusetts, I'll bring some home.
Oh my God.
And I'll drop some off.
Please. It is, I love it. Every time I go to Illinois, my friends were like, okay, what do you need while you're here? I'm like, just get me Flying Dog. I'm good. Just get me Flying Dog. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So last thing, tell us about Circle. Like, when are you open? When can people come check it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we are open. We're closed Mondays, but Tuesday through Sunday, we're open. Tuesday through Thursday, we're open 4 to 9, Friday, 3 to 10, Saturday 11 to 10 and Sunday 12 to 7.
Cool.
And it always, if there's soccer games going on, we'll stay open later so people can come hang out and drink after the soccer game. But
nice.
Those are basic hours. And especially now that the weather's getting cooler, it is, I wish I could bring my computer out here and work in the tap room. Like, it's perfect out
it's
here.
It's so nice right now. It's like, I think it's like 75 degrees right now.
Yeah.
Which is like just the perfect temperature.
Oh my God, I'm loving it.
For sure. And so Elgin hours will be similar or?
We have not decided on Elgin hours yet.
Okay.
It's gonna depend. I mean, we're gonna have to look at staffing.
Sure.
But yeah, so Elgin hours aren't set yet. Once we have an actual open date, I'll let y'all know what that is. And then we'll have hours once we know when we'll actually be open. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Glenna, thanks for having us on or bring us out today.
Of course.
And thank you for being on the show.
Yeah.
Y'all come check out Circle. It's really cool. It's got that great, like, Austin taproom vibe that
mm-hmm.
you're looking for when you come into town. Oh my, and these beers, like everything I've had today from Alibi, to tuxedo t-shirt
mm-hmm.
and now this Rye Pig barrel aged stout or barrel aged porter actually
yeah
the barrel aged porter all have been fantastic. Check them out once they open their new spot in Elgin or Elgin, however you want to pronounce it. And please support these guys. They do a great job. Thanks again, Glenna.
Yeah.
You guys have a great weekend. Or I'm not sure when I'm putting this show out just yet. But whatever day it's on, just have a great day. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Cheers.